This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadga with news. The headlines first. Government intensifies market monitoring to curb black marketing of cooking gas. Ruling Rashtriya Swatantra Party to launch civic policy and leadership program from mid-August to take civil voices to state the policy making and implementation level. Today marks the 32nd International Day of World's Indigenous Peoples, celebrating their unique culture and identity. And Israel rejects U.S. President Trump's 15-point plan for Gaza. Now, the news in detail. The monitoring of the cooking gas has been intensified in view of the black marketing reported by the consumers. The Home Ministry and the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies have collaborated to speed up the market monitoring. Although there is no problem in the import of cooking gas from India, a sudden shortage was created, thereby panicking consumers. As complaints of black marketing were received regularly, strict inspection in the market was initiated. Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Netra Prasad Subedi, however, informed that the supply of LP gas was being eased with effective market monitoring. Meanwhile, the recent shortage of LP gas, which has affected various regions, including the Kathmandu Valley, is gradually returning to normalcy. Director at the LP Gas Department of Nepal Oil Corporation, Vinit Manyupadhyay, mentioned that while there were some initial disruptions with the redistribution of 14.2 kg cylinders, the situation is now getting better. Similarly, the Nepal LP Gas Industry Association has urged consumers not to hoard unnecessary LP gas cylinders as gas imports are increasing significantly. The ruling Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP has introduced a program requiring ministers representing the party to visit its central party office at least once a month. The party will be launching the civic policy and leadership program from mid-August. The program aims to foster a people-centric, transparent, and result-oriented political culture while ensuring that elected political leadership remains accountable to and in regular contact with citizens as per the spirit of democracy. Issuing a press note today, RSP Joint General Secretary Asim Shah said that the party would be launching the program, which is expected to serve as a tool to take the civic voices to the state's policy making and implementation level. Today marks the International Day of the World's Indigenous Peoples. It's estimated that there are around 476 million indigenous peoples spread across 90 countries. While they represent less than 6% of the global population, they make up at least 15% of world's poorest individuals. According to the UN, these communities speak at a vast variety of estimated 7,000 languages worldwide and embody about 5,000 unique cultures. To highlight the need of indigenous peoples, every August 9th is observed as the International Day of the World's Indigenous Peoples, a date chosen to honor the first meeting of the UN Working Group on Indigenous Populations, which took place in Geneva in 1982. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Porul reminded that the country's constitution has ensured right to all communities by acknowledging unity in diversity. Addressing a program organized by the Indigenous Nationalities Commission on the occasion of the 32nd International Day of the World's Indigenous Peoples, the head of the state said that unique identity and culture of the indigenous people who have been living here since ancient times remain as Nepal's national pride. The president said it is the government's responsibility to ensure the meaningful participation of indigenous nationalities at the policy and decision-making levels. President of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee, Hari Dhakal, has stressed the need for improvement in discipline in the political leadership to promote good governance. addressing the National Governance Summit organized by the Good Governance Protection Forum in Lalitpur today, he said that citizens are the source and strength of governance, and that the function of the governance would be centered on the citizens. He also reminded that the unwanted dominance of those in positions of power will not establish good governance. Nepali Congress President Gagan Kumar Thapa has said that his party is playing a role of the main opposition by holding the government to account. Addressing the Central Committee meeting that began today at the party's central office, Thapa said that when it comes to national issues where collaboration with the government is required, the main opposition party will be the first to come forward. The President Thapa also said that the special general convention of the party was held in accordance with the statute of the party. He also said that in order to make the upcoming 15th General Convention free and fair, respect for all elders will be ensured and equal rights will be granted to all. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet TV, telephone data, ekasa.
Karma TV, henus, internet, chalaunus.
Fiber Internet, Tibra Gati ko sansar. Telephone Internet TV, sabai kurama bharma. Nepal Telecom ko Fiber Internet. Naya jadan garna, tatha marmat garna. Gharmai basi basi 198 dial gare puksa.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Mahendra Rai Manji, the former broadcaster of Radio Nepal, has died at the age of 49. According to his family source, Rai Manji, who had been living in Australia with his family for the past 5 years, passed away at his residence at 7 a.m. today. Rai Manji had served as an English news editor and presenter at Radio Nepal till 2019. Radio Nepal, the public service broadcaster, has expressed a deep sorrow over his death and extended heartfelt condolences to the bereaved family. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected U.S. President Donald Trump's 15-point plan for Gaza, stating that no military pullout will happen until Hamas is genuinely disarmed. The BBC cited Trump's border piece as saying that last month it had reached an agreement for the complete disarmament of Hamas and other armed groups in Gaza. But Hamas said handing over its heavy weapons was contingent on Israel ending all forms of aggression and withdrawing its forces from Gaza. However, Israel has continued to carry out strikes on Gaza since agreeing to an initial ceasefire in the territory last October. Trump last month announced a monumental step towards lasting peace and security after Hamas said it had accepted a disarmament plan for Gaza. More than 1,600 flights have been cancelled and about 500 people have been evacuated as Typhoon Dolphin is set to make a landfall on China's eastern coastal overnight on Sunday. Al Jazeera cited the country's National Meteorological Center, which issued a red typhoon alert, it's a severe warning on Sunday morning. Authorities are preparing for floods and landslides as the typhoon is said to bring heavy rains and powerful winds to the densely populated eastern coastal regions. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather throughout the country. Light to moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning is likely at some places over the Himalayan region. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely at many places over the hilly and Tarai regions. Similarly, heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places over the hilly and Tarai regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, the hilly regions of Karnali province and the Himalayan and hilly regions of Sudur Pashchim province. Likewise, very heavy rainfall is also likely at one or two places in Kosi, Gandaki and Sudur Pashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government intensifies market monitoring to curb black marketing of cooking gas. Ruling Rashtriya Swatantra Party to launch civic policy and leadership program from mid-August to take civil voices to state's policy making and implementation level. Today marks the 32nd International Day of the World's Indigenous Peoples, celebrating their unique culture and identity. And Israel rejects U.S. President Trump's 15-point plan for Gaza. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.